Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
In Psalm 27, we are told that when we are abandoned by everyone, even by those that we love and trusted, when false witnesses rise up against us and cut us to pieces with their lies, when evildoers surround us and threaten to destroy us with their violence, when these things come upon us, we are told to pray and to wait on the Lord, to wait for Him to help us, to wait for Him to vindicate us. But in a world of instant coffee, and a world of fast food, in a world in which we live, where problems are solved in an hour, or in a half hour sometimes, on television, it is not surprising that we become impatient, and we want instant answers, even when we pray. And when we have brought our concerns before the Lord, as difficult as this may be, we must be careful not to become discouraged when those answers do come, but they do not come in the way in which we expected them to come. We must be careful to embrace the answers that the Lord gives to us. And though this all sounds good, that is sometimes easier said than done, isn't it? Seems that waiting on the Lord, trusting in Him, has become almost a lost art in this fast-paced world in which we live. Waiting on Him no matter how things may look to us, and no matter how things are resolved for us. And as we've been looking at the book of Habakkuk, we have seen the prophet Habakkuk as he waited on the Lord. He waited in prayer as the people in his nation, the people in the nation of Judah, continued to sink down deeper and deeper into their sin. And the answer that God gave to Habakkuk was perhaps even more troubling than the sin of his people. God had chosen to use a godless, a wicked, a violent nation. He chose to use the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, to judge and to chasten and to correct the people in the nation of Judah. Sometimes the Lord uses unlikely people and circumstances to bring us back to Himself or to help us to grow in Him. So in verse 1 of Habakkuk chapter 2, the prophet says to himself, I will take my stand on my guard post. I will stay alert. I will watch and pray. And I will station myself on my watchtower. And I will diligently keep watch to see what God will speak to me through His word, how He will reveal the truth to me, and how I may reply to Him when I am reproved by Him. Toheha in Hebrew. When He corrects me, when He shows me His perspective on these things, what He is doing in our nation, then I will seek forgiveness for my doubt. And so I will commit my way to the Lord, for He will bring about his divine will. He will bring it all to pass. Then Habakkuk tells us in verse 2, the Lord answered me, and he said to me, you will receive a vision, hazon in Hebrew, a prophecy, and you are to record this vision. Write it down and inscribe it on tablets, luach in Hebrew. Write it on wooden tablets. Make it plain. Make it simple, easy to read. And give this message to the people in Judah. The message that judgment is coming for the wicked, and they shall be wiped off the face of the earth. Let the people know, so that whoever reads this message may run and spread the news and warn the people in the nation of Judah, to warn them to turn from their sin and to return to the Lord. For this vision, God adds in verse 3, is yet to come. It is for an appointed time, moed in Hebrew. It's a time which is to be determined by God himself. And he says it hastens, puach, it pants like a runner who is running towards the goal, running to the finish line, ketz in Hebrew, running to the end of all things. And this prophecy will not fail to be fulfilled, he says, kasef in Hebrew. This is not a lie, because God is not a liar. Though its fulfillment does seem to be delayed. But he says, wait for it. Ha-ha in Hebrew. Long for it. Be ready for it. Because it will certainly come to pass. It will certainly not delay. Aher in Hebrew. It will not be left behind. And in verse 4, God responds to the concerns of Habakkuk, and he says, behold, hine in Hebrew. Pay attention to what I say. Look and see. Listen to my words. For here is how it will be. As for the proud one who is among you, afel in Hebrew, the one who is puffed up and inflated in his arrogance and in his self-conscious confidence and in his self-righteousness, his soul, the desires of his heart are not right within him. He has no faith in God. He only has faith in himself. But the righteous one among you, he says, Sadiq in Hebrew, the one who has gotten it right, the one whose life is built upon the word of God, that is the one who will live by his faith in God. He will live by his trust in the Lord, by his faith in Christ. And God adds in verse 5, furthermore, af in Hebrew, this is also true. On a practical level, make note of this. Wine and strong drink betray the haughty man. They bite like a snake, and they reveal who he really is, so that he does not stay at home. He is never at rest. He's never at peace. But he enlarges his appetite. Nefesh in Hebrew. He opens his mouth wide in order to speak of his passions and of his desires and of his greed. But he's still never satisfied. Just like Sheol, the place of the dead. He's like death. He's like the grave. He never has enough. But he wants more and more. Just like the Chaldeans. Just like all of those who lust for power and for wealth and for dominion. Those who lust for the things of this earth. So the proud also gathers to himself all nations, all people as his victims. He uses people for himself. And he collects to himself all people as his captives. But his dominion will not stand. It will not last for long. But just like the grass of the field, which is here today and which is gone tomorrow, so the proud will be gone forever. And will not all of those whom he has oppressed, it says in verse 6, take up a taunt song against him? Mashal in Hebrew, a song of contempt. Even a poem of mockery and of insinuations, kirah, of riddles, of derision, and of disdain against him, as they say, woe to him who increases what is not his. But for how long? Well, not for very long. And woe to him who makes himself rich with loans, collecting interest that are like extortion. Will not your creditors rise up suddenly against you and put the bite on you just as you put the bite on others? And will not those who collect from you awaken? Yakats in Hebrew, waking and shaking you like a tree in the wind. And they come after you. Indeed, you will become plunder for them. Measure for measure, just like you did. Because you have looted and pillaged many nations, many people. So like a hurricane, like a storm, all the remainder of the people will loot and pillage you, because of your actions. Verse 8 says, because of human bloodshed, blood which you have spilled, blood which pollutes the land. Life is precious to God, but life is cheap and meaningless to those who are consumed with violence and with disobedience, those who are consumed with themselves. And it says, the violence which you have done to the land and to the town and to all of its inhabitants, that violence will come back upon you. You will become the victim. Your inhumanity will come back to consume you, because it is the Lord who raises up nations and people. It is the Lord who causes them to rise and to fall. We are in the hands of God. All of us are in the hands of God. Our times are in His hand. And I guess the point is this. There are consequences for our actions. There are consequences for our behavior. And there are consequences for our sin. And in the end, God will make things right. But we must wait for it. We must wait on God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.